Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face. Put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. In my mind I'm running around a cold and empty space. Just put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. Break my bones, but you won't see me fall. Oh, the rising tide will rise against them all. Oh, darling, hold my hand. Oh, won't you hold my hand? 'Cause I don't wanna walk on my own anymore. Won't you understand? 'Cause I don't wanna walk alone. I'm ready for this. There's no denying. I'm ready for this. You stop me falling. I'm ready for this. I need you holding. I'm ready for this. So darling, hold my hand. Soul is like a melting pot when you're
so please don't make me wait, 'cause I don't wanna break. No, I don't wanna fall. When you're next to me, content, I'm not afraid to be. You don't make me wait and never let me break. You never let me fall. Darling, hold my hand.
That's Jess Glynn, Hold My Hand, but you'll know it from other places around the internet right now. But first of all, I just want to get straight into this item. At just 2 years of age, Freya McLaughlin was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive spinal tumour. After surgery, doctors delivered a heartbreaking prognosis, which that she would never walk again. But now, at 13, Freya is defying the odds, and much of her remarkable progress is thanks to an unexpected source, horse therapy. I'm delighted to say we're joined in the studio now by Freya McLaughlin, her mum Tracy, and Jill Carey, CEO of Festina Lente. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, it's great to see you all. So, I know you, Freya, from the Animation Awards, because you were nominated for Best Voiceover. I watched you singing live on The Late Late Show there at Christmas. But just while that ad was just while that song was playing, will you just do it for me now? Go on.
Okay. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now we can save £50 per person.
Sorry, that was brilliant. We just had to get that in. So you're acting, you're doing everything, you're flying, yeah. Right? And you look fantastic. It's great to see you. For people who don't know the story, and I also know Tracy Ireland being Ireland. How are you? Good to see you.
How are you?
I've yet to get to know you, Jill, but it's great to see you. So go back to the beginning, if you don't mind, and tell me about Freya's journey. When did you realise that you needed some help?
Okay, well, it was in and around 15 months to two years of age. I kind of knew there was something going on because she just wasn't making strides normally that you do for walking. And I brought her to physiotherapy and stuff like that. And then it kind of just, she did improve and then she didn't improve. Then it went back again. So just one day she wasn't feeling well. And my sister said, just bring her into hospital. If she's not well, she's not well. I brought her into hospital. And in the heel of the hunt, we discovered that she had cancer and she had a tumour, a massive tumour in her spine that travelled around into her pelvic cavity and took over her hip sockets. So it was just such a shock that I never did they think that it was going to be cancer or anything like that. I thought maybe, you know, I don't even know what I thought. You know what I mean? It was just wasn't on my radar at all, you know.
So what's that like as a young mum getting a prognosis like that? What's it feel like?
Well, it's a shock and I can still see that it'd been delivered. That news been delivered to myself and my husband. She was lying in the cot and the two of us just nearly fell over standing. We just couldn't take it in. We couldn't take it in. It was like, you know, when you hear something, it just bounces off you.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, what does this mean? What do you mean a tumour? Where do we go now? What's next, you know? But I don't think we ever really, it took us a very long time to actually realise what was actually going on, you know? But it is, it's an awful shock. You're just not expecting it, you know?
So doctors told you Freya wouldn't walk again.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's exceptionally difficult. And I love that we were talking about it upstairs and you were like, yeah, no, that's not happening to me, to us. Yeah, yeah. You were defiant.
Yeah, they said that there's a big chance that she'll never walk. And I just said to the doctor one day, I said, well, what's wrong with the nerves? Are they severed? And he said, no, they're compressed. I said, well, we can uncompress nerves. I was a fitness instructor for 15 years. I've seen this happen before. So, and yeah, that's not happening. We're going to sort this out.
Now, you mentioned there were other therapies, but you worked with Freya. From your own experience as a fitness instructor and your background, you actually did your own work.
Yeah. So, yeah. There used to be this great little program on the television called Weibaloo. I don't know whether you ever heard of it.
No.
Weibaloo. Okay. They're like these little roundy heads with teeny little legs and they float and they do yoga. So I used to get her on the floor at home on all fours. And I would have to hold her to keep the all fours going. And I just do what they were doing with my arms and her legs.
Wow.
Together. Just to get, you know, the brain to not forget. There's a foot there, there's a leg there, there's a knee there, you know, because if you don't use it, you lose it.
And all that physiotherapy is very important, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is a massive leap to equine or horse therapy.
Yeah.
How on earth did you discover that? I've never heard of that until today, actually, by the way.
Well, it was actually a neighbour. You want to tell the story about our friend Sophie and her horse?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I have this neighbour called Sophie and she did horse riding and we are good friends and I always wanted to do horse riding. Ever since like she told me she was doing it, I thought it was so cool. So we went up to her stables and I fell in love with this little horse called Obi. Mm-hmm. And he's so cute. and I wanted to start it, but my mum was a bit wary. She used to say, oh, I had a friend that fell off and she never did it again and stuff. So, but when I started it, it was
just natural, wasn't it?
It was just a click. It was a click. Like the brain was like, ah. Oh, they can settle with this.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I mean, and you're, how old were you doing when you started?
I think I was 9.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And you just clicked with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm a bit afraid of horses.
Yeah. I am a little bit myself now, I have to say. Yeah.
My instinct would be, ooh, I don't know. So you yeah. did, and when I read that, I really was fascinated by that you physically just clicked with the horse, which is part of the therapy, isn't it, Jill?
Absolutely. And I suppose, you know, when we talk about working with the horses, so Freya and lots of other children like Freya can go for normal, for what we, I suppose, call more traditional therapies.
Yeah. Go ahead.
more traditional therapies. And I suppose the motivation for that can lapse over time. But when Freya's coming in to Faustina Lenti and lots of other children like Freya, the motivation is there because it's not perceived or seen or framed as an intervention per se from a child's perspective, because they're coming in, they're getting such an amount of sensory input. They're seeing things differently, they're smelling things differently. The movement of horse is giving them sensory input. So it's just the most amazing type of intervention for children. And they don't see it as an intervention. So for Freya, for example, when she comes in to here or anywhere else, she's always looking up towards people, whereas when she comes in to ride, she's actually the person on top.
Yeah.
And everybody is looking up to her.
That's amazing.
You know, little things like, you know, going out of the yard, you know, giving sort of decisions and choices around, you know, do you want to go left, do you want to go right, do you want to go inside, do you want to go outside.
Yeah.
So there's the intervention itself, and then there's always all the other add-ons that sort of make it a very sensorial.
Sorry, there's that word intervention is an interesting word. Why did you say intervention? Is that what you call the therapy?
Well, we call it, it's therapeutic riding.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But if Freya is going for, say, physiotherapy, it's in a clinician's room, it's an environment which doesn't, it's of course very beneficial, but it doesn't have all those add-ons that you'll get when you come in to Faustina Lenti. So even the sort of the idea of the biophilia hypothesis, which is where it's our innate attraction to mankind and our relationships with nature. Mm. And so there's that, there's the smell of the horses, the hoofbeats giving the sensory input when she's walking.
Yeah.
Tracy, now, I can see you're utterly fearless. So I'm going to ask you, were you afraid? Because I know the answer. But were you nervous about
her? My God, absolutely. I still can't look at her doing it.
Yeah, I was thinking.
She was doing it the other day, and you were standing on the horse with her arms out like this, right? And I just went, oh, jeepers. Okay, I can't. Honestly, God, I go down about 2 inches.
Really?
In fear. Yeah.
No, I feel your pain. But yeah.
So, I find it fun scaring her.
She loves to do it. She loves to do it.
Yeah, we've had a conversation about scaring mum.
Yeah. So how quickly do you see the advancements or changes, or tell me
about it? Oh, it was quite soon.
Very
because
quick.
Yeah, because Freya's core, when this all happened to Freya, she had no core at all, so she couldn't sit up. So over a period of time, she got a bit better, so she could sit up a little bit, but she always had to be propped up and stuff like that. So by the time we got to the horse ride, she had a little bit of core strength, but nothing major. But after about the second time she was on a horse, she was just sitting straight up.
Wow.
It really was, wasn't it?
Yeah, so to explain how that works. So when Freya was doing her therapeutic riding, it's not in the saddle and you've no stirrups and you've no reins. So you're sitting there on a horse and the horse has got three different movements. It's got multidimensional moves, very similar to what a human has when they walk. So to a large degree, the horse is actually mimicking how the human walks. And because you have all these sensory inputs coming in from the horse's body into the rider, they have absolutely no choice but to actually try and regain their balance. Wow. Because the movement of the horse is challenging that balance. And so your body is constantly working to regain that balance.
Which builds the strength.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you feel at one with the horse, basically.
Yeah.
And could you sense that the first time you were on? You weren't afraid of that. You were just like, just go
with
this.
The first time I was using a roller and I could feel it, yeah. It was like a roller's. Jill was explaining. It's like you're not using a saddle. It's kind of just like a
pad.
Like a pad you're sitting on, and it's like you're connecting. It's really
And I suppose and the
so
heat
you're
of
connected
the horse
to the
as
horse.
Well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow.
And then the heat of the horse, you know, relaxes the muscles if you've got very tight hips, and so you've got a half an hour of this non-stop sensory inputs.
Wow.
And a horse when it walks probably has about 60 steps.
Now I really love horses again.
Yeah. Well, you can come down with Freya.
I'd love to see it. It's fascinating.
It is fascinating to
watch.
Where
did this therapy start from?
Oh, it originated, actually, there was a woman in Germany and she got polio.
Okay.
And she was a very high dressage rider. And after that, she couldn't ride as much. So she actually started to do therapeutic riding, and then she competed as a Paralympic rider. It's very well known. Northern Europe, it's very well practiced and available in the States and in Canada.
Yeah.
In Ireland, we started, probably 10, 15 years ago. And then we also trained people to become therapeutic riding coaches.
Wow.
So now I suppose we must have about 250 therapeutic riding coaches graduated.
Yeah. Wow.
And they are scattered all over the country. And they're all really busy because it works. the research is quite there. There's a lot of research kind of describing the efficacy of therapeutic and why it works and how it works. It's used by speech language therapists, physiotherapists, occupational therapists. Yeah.
What has been the most remarkable thing you've noticed specifically about Freya and her progress?
Well, so apart from the fact that her core stability has improved significantly, her confidence, her joy in coming down, it provides such sensory input. It's not just the core. Yeah. It's her happiness. It's sitting on the horse. It's saying hello to everybody. It's being in charge of the horse and being able to give those commands to the horse.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine Freya ever had issues with her confidence, but I'm sure when you get ill, you know, it does knock you for six, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I was saying to Jill earlier on that for a long time, Freya was afraid of the colour blue.
Really?
You know, I remember, and she...
Because all the doctors were wearing blue.
Wearing blue. So that was, you know, oh, scary, Brenda. Yeah. So all those... the horse riding has actually taken those kind of scary things
Amazing.
Away, you know? But for me, looking at Freya going down the stairs to the arena... holding on to just the rails.
Walking.
Whereas when we initially went down there, there had to be two people beside her, guiding her out into the middle of the arena. Now you go down the stairs on your own, like a normal child. And
I know,
I didn't mean it like that. I'm sorry.
Don't mess
with
Freya.
Don't kill me later on for that one. when she goes out to get on the horse, one person just gently holds her over the hand and she walks out into the arena and gets up on the horse. Yeah. And she does need aid to get up on top of the horse. But not as much, much at all.
And your horse is Lear?
Yeah, Lear.
Tell me about the horse.
Oh, my. He's my screensaver and everything. Lear is, if you go up to him, he'll sniff you and... He might walk away, but then he'll come back and then he'll sniff you again and then he'll put his head down to you.
If he likes you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If he doesn't like it, get out of there.
But Freya also does another important job for us. So as part of our training for therapeutic riding coaches, they do supervised sessions and Freya very kindly comes in and she gives them lots of opportunities to learn and to talk about how well she's done. And she's coming into the RDS of the weekend.
Sorry,
as
I was just about to ask. The Dublin Horse Show. That's incredible.
I'm riding with Fasine Lente in the Dublin Horse Show. And we'll be on Sunday, we'll be riding beside Rachel Blackmore.
Wow.
And the military...
The Guard, the Mounted Unit. So the demonstrations are to show the diversity of horses for Irish society. So Freya is going to be with another rider and they're going to be demonstrating therapeutic riding.
Amazing.
And on Friday, he's going to have the Guard, the Mounted Unit, the Army Equitation School, the Vaulters, the miniatures. And yes, on Sunday, Rachel Blackmore will be riding the horse that she won the Gold Couple Cheltenham. And then another horse, Rasden Marie, is going to be demonstrating how you can have a retrained racing horse become a therapeutic riding horse.
Freya, what's the big wish? What's your hope for the future?
My hope for the future is to have my own horse and become a show jumper. That's my dream.
Brilliant. Yeah. And Tracy, I just want to let you... how happy are you with the evolution of everything?
I'm delighted. Yeah. I'm absolutely delighted. And even, like, Freya's a real go-getter and she's an outdoor person, kid, you know. So I had one of the neighbours came up there a couple of weeks ago and he says to me, knocking on the door, he says, see that one you said never going to walk? She's hanging out of a tree up the road. And I just went, oh my God, here we go. And that's what it's
inspiring.
Done for her, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just given her the confidence that there's a tree, I'm going to climb it, you know what I mean?
And
love it.
When I come in from being outside, I always have loads of texts on my phone because I'm never on it.
Okay.
I leave it inside. I actually don't like going on it because if you get on, you're just going to get stuck to it.
Yes.
And the whole day is just going to go away.
Listen, you're inspiring.
You're just an outdoor person.
You depend on some donations as well, is that how?
Yeah, we do. So our core funding is from the HSE, the Department of Education, and from PUBL,
okay.
Community Service Programme. However, we have a very, 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 very big capital project undergoing now, Newtown Mount Kennedy. And we have maybe 70% of it, but we're still missing another 30%. And this particular centre will be a state-of-the-art facility. We've three pillars which guide the development of this. It's good for people, good for horses and good for land. So everything has been done.
And
so
how can people donate if they want
They can get on to www.faustinalenti.ie and donate online. That'd be very, very welcome.
Thank you so much. And I am very excited about you at the Dublin Horse Show this weekend.
Are you going to be there?
I'm not. But maybe now I'll go. Actually, I just found out I'm free on Saturday. What day are you there?
Every day. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Have a great show. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, there's going to be loads of people, and I love seeing loads of people because they're always happy. Everybody's happy at the show.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Yeah.
They all wave to you. Yeah. And you all wave back.
Like, wave back.
Yeah.
She's like the queen.
If you see me, give us a wave.
We just hope Rachel won't take off on the horse.
Who knows what happened? Watch this space.
Tracy's looking forward to the shopping.
Great to see you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Great to meet you.
And you too.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You're amazing. Let's take a break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.